There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Don't say the song name, though, when we're talking about this.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody. So I'm in California. And what?
That's how you started. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, you need to make sure that I don't say.
Yeah. So I'm in California. I'm actually flying back to Nashville today. But, and you'll hear on the show, we talk about Dance with Stars a little bit. But I just sent Amy a practice video. And I don't know what she, don't, you're not going to say the song, but what do you think?
Okay,
like,
what were
your thoughts when you watched it? Go ahead.
Well, so during the show today, we talk about stuff that like gives us goosebumps and whatnot.
Yeah.
And as I was watching, I got goosebumps.
Did he really?
Yeah, wow. I did. Because I'm proud of you. Like you've come a long way in just a short amount of time, like a long way. And I can also see in your dance partner that she's proud of you too. I was watching her, and I'm watching her watch you while y'all are dancing. She's looking through the mirror, and she's proud of you. I can tell.
Yeah, sometimes she gets proud of me. It feels pretty good. And not just with her, but with her right now because we're so close all the time. And that, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm doing Dancing with the Stars a week from today, Monday. I start it, and it's been really, really hard because I just don't have any dance experience. And so everybody else does, you know, and we have a really, really, really fast dance. The fastest of the dances. It's just intense. So, but yeah, she doesn't say she's proud of me when she's not proud of me. And some days she'll go, man, you really took some steps.
Yeah. I can see it in her face, like that particular video. She's like, okay. He's getting it. And it just makes me think of next Monday when you're doing it live. I am going to be so nervous for you. I'm not even going to be able to handle it because, like, this is such a big deal, and it's on TV, and like you have so many things to memorize, and it's
so
like if you trip and fall or you forget a move, like I am just gonna feel that for you so bad. It's just I don't even know what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna forget moves. There's like 1,000 of them.
Okay, well, I mean, but to us, sometimes if you forget a move, we don't know the routine, so we may not know that you're missing a step here or there. But like
the judges will tell you though.
Okay.
Yeah, but there you go. I'm not really supposed to send those videos out, but I watch them like game tape. Like when I played high school football, we'd go back and watch game tape. And I just go home and watch them and go, ooh.
Yeah, I had the feels. Like, it looks so fun. Like, you're getting to do something that's just super cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, hardest thing I've ever had to do. I've done triathlons and all the. It's 10 times harder than a triathlon. But yeah, it's super cool. The whole atmosphere is cool. We talk about it some on the show today. I mentioned it a couple places. But yeah, it's really, it's just what my life has been. It's been work and dance and try to eat. Like, try to eat. And I can eat anything I want and it just goes away. Because I'm spending 5-6 hours just sweating my brains out. And just go. I went to In-N-Out. You saw my Instagram. Just ate on the side of the road because I was like, I need something to eat. I just got a burger, got some fries, sat on the corner and ate a hamburger.
Wow.
But yeah. Look at that.
So,
we have two dances the first week, though.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a second one.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be crazy. Okay. If I make it, you'd come out like second or third week or something.
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, I would bring the kid. Like, Stevenson would freak out. Like, see, they're already prepared to watch you on TV, and they have their dance moves. I feel like that would be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I guess I just threw my kids in there. I don't know if you were inviting my kids. But.
I don't know how the seats work. They still haven't told me how it works. Sorry, I'm trying to eat food while I do this because I'm so freaking hungry all the time.
You eat another burger?
No, I'm eating a white macadamia nut Clif Bar.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
And it's just like, I mean, I can't put it in me quick enough. Yeah.
That's a big problem to have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. So, dude, so nonstop, huh?
Like, put it in me. What?
Okay, no.
Stop.
I'm trying to change the subject.
To talk about. I mean, that is pretty cool. I know you want to eat healthy things so that you feel good,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes I don't.
But like, sometimes you don't. You're just trying to get calories. But, like, I don't even know what that's like to just be like, I can eat whatever I want because I'm going to burn it all off.
I know.
Nobody works out 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's fuel at this point. I don't even think of it as food anymore. It's like, what kind of fuel can I put on my body to keep it going long enough?
Right.
Hey, Bones, do you dance shame people now? Now that you're a dancer, like, do you see people dancing and be like, oh my gosh, look at that terrible dancer?
No, I don't think I'm a better dancer for this. I think I'm just learning how to learn choreography.
Okay. But does that mean like when you go out to the clubs or whatever, you're going to hit the dance floor and like everybody back away?
How awesome is it going to be that you get to go to the club and you know a choreographed routine in your head where you can just bust out and like...
Like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. You can be like 5, 6, 7, 8.
And slide.
The problem is that
teach
with choreographed routines, you have to like have somebody with you.
Oh,
I know.
Right.
We could be your people. Come back, show us the routine, and we'll hit the club.
Come on, Bones. 5, 6, 7, 8, and look.
Oh my gosh.
The counting is such a big deal.
I was good at counting.
Because there's no and one. There's no, none of that stuff.
Oh, Amy had it all wrong.
No, I did drill team. I know how to do an 8 count.
It's just 1, 2, 3. And you have to know where everything goes on all these counts. Like when I got punched in the face. My head was in the wrong place on 3 when I had to be somewhere else on 4. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. I got walloped. I had to sign paperwork. I had to do workers' comp.
Oh.
Because it was bleeding so hard. It was bleeding so bad. My face was bleeding.
Oh, you signed it because, not before that? You signed it because of that?
They made me. I got hit in the face so hard by her elbow because we do this thing. And it starts bleeding so bad. And my tooth loose. They brought in like paperwork.
What?
And yeah.
Dang.
I don't know if they're going to show on camera.
Wait, so you get paid for that, right? Workers' comp?
If I go to the doctor, but they had to file all the things just in case.
Oh, yeah. You've got, I forgot. They show like the game tape during the.
Yeah, they show some of the practice.
In the episode, we're going to see some of your practicing.
I wonder what my storyline is going to be. I don't know. Because they shoot everything all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what their angle is. Because I don't play to the cameras anymore. Because when you're in there 6 hours, you can't play to the cameras for 6 hours. So you just kind of forget they're there and you just do your work and they capture everything. They capture that.
I wonder if that's kind of what reality shows are like then. You just kind of
I was talking to Four City Joe about that.
Grocery store Joe.
I was talking to him about that and he was like, yeah, you know, Bachelor in Paradise, it's just like we just sit there all day. And then when somebody does something, they take the cameras and run.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh.
What up?
They deceive me because it feels like they're busy all day long having fun and drinking and making out. And
well, you got to think, it's a week to tape with all those people and you're filling, what, 47 minutes? No, I guess 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours a week. No, 4 hours a week because it's 2 hours Monday night, 2 hours Tuesday night.
That's a lot of hours, man. But yeah. Yeah. So well, what do you think the number one reason is people quit a diet, Am?
Temptation.
Not getting support from their friends and family.
Oh, really? That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I just get tempted by other foods and I'm like, one bite won't hurt. And then next thing you know, you're like so far off the wagon.
I do the thing where I'm like, I'm already cheating. I might as well cheat a whole bunch.
Yeah.
If I do, like I'm on something and I rarely, you know, I'm pretty focused. But if I do, I'm like, you know what? I had one jelly bean. I'll have 1,000. What's the difference?
Yeah.
What age do you think kids start gossiping?
Ooh.
8.
5.
5? Wow.
It's when they begin to tell people things they've heard, not necessarily seen.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay.
What are the two things that people say they want to be remembered for mostly in their life?
Making money.
I'm trying to think about it, but it's like, if they made a impact or difference and like family legacy type stuff or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think. Being a nice person and raising a good family.
Oh. Yeah.
Solve all those. We didn't get to those stories today. So, but we're wrapping up the show. I'm going to fly back. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Yeah. I'm just looking at you right now.
I think we get to see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll be in studio tomorrow. Like I'm a different person.
You've changed, man.
I don't even
know you anymore.
It's like you leave your hometown for 3 weeks, you come back, there's one new sit going. It's like, man, this place just isn't the same.
I got a question. You bringing your girl with you back?
She comes.
All right.
She's not going to come with me. I think I have to leave earlier because she has like pro rehearsal. But she's coming back to town. You guys see her again. I should come back to the studio.
All right.
Like, I'll... that's my... that. Like, she's my dude, man.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. You don't
like
call
my like no, but my dude, like, it doesn't matter what sex you are, but like some like your person, like close to you, like got you. Like Amy's my dude too.
What up?
Like it's my dude.
So, Bobby, can I just give you a word of advice?
What's up?
When you're trying to date someone, you don't call her your dude.
There's nothing about we've said anything about dating.
Okay.
All right. I'm saying is that we're super close.
Well, but I mean, okay, like you and I can't date, but you and me could date.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. What are you up to tomorrow night?
Okay.
Okay. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah. Wait, so, you and I are not going to date, but you and her, that is a possibility.
Do you think
that you'll stay? Because so Dancing with Stars is like a season of your life. Like, do you think that obviously you have a bond and you formed a connection with her that, and made memories that you will forever have? But do you think you'll like stay in touch, stay friends with her? She'll always be your dude, or she's your dude for like this season?
I don't know. I think a lot of it depends on how far we go, because you spend more time together that way.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really know.
You know what you mean? So, well, I mean, some people just have, like, such a connection. They're like, okay, yeah, we're...
dudes.
BFF for life.
Well, we're going to get started with the show today. I apologize, too, if we get talking a bunch about this show. It's just such a big part of my life right now, and... you know, when Amy's kids were coming, that was a big part of our life. It just, you know, whatever's happening happens, and hopefully I stay on the show. But hopefully people vote for me.
Yeah, no one we've got to.
No one expects me to win. Nobody expects me to win. But obviously later on, who cares? You'll prove them wrong again. We as a show, we always got to prove people wrong. Not just us in the room, but like us that listen. We're always proving people wrong. So, got a deal. All right. Thank you, guys. Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Hope everyone has a great day.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to the Sore Losers podcast. Yep, that's important. Hey. Very important.
How about the Arkansas loss, huh?
Mm. Oh, did you see that fake fair catch? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And it was against my team.
I know.
And even then, I was like, respect.
Did Texas A&M win?
Yeah, they played like Louisiana. I don't even know who that is, but...
they just played the whole state of Louisiana, the government workers of Louisiana.
I just saw on the bottom line it was
not even a real team
versus Louisiana, and I don't know who they're, but they play Alabama this week. So,
Ooh, man, that's hard for me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you
don't care, but you don't care, so it's not hard for you. Like if you cared, you'd be like, my family's from Alabama, but I'm from Texas A&M. But you don't care, so it's not hard for me. You never thought a second thing about it. Lunchbox had to tell you they were playing Alabama.
Yeah. No, got but her. That's a big game. Like in my family, like. That, like,
Texas
A&M. Oh, gosh.
Shush your mouth. All right. We good? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
All right, cool. See you guys. About 10 seconds when the show. Well, we're going to start the show now. Everybody's listening.
Right.
And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, here we are for another week. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Man, oh man. Well, Amy, how are you? You good?
Doing good, yeah. You?
I'm all right. I mean, I'm fine. I'm just dancing. I'm dancing my little heart out. I don't know. I'm so nervous about... a week from today is when Dancing with the Stars start. I wasn't going to talk about this start of the show, whatever. I don't know that I'm ready. Like I might be the worst I might be the least famous and worst dancer in the history of this show, and I have rhythm, and I do, and I can. It's really difficult, but I'm not going to let it beat me mentally. I may get out there and not be able to do it physically, but I'm not going to let it beat me mentally. I'm just going to hang in there and keep slugging at it, and that's all. That's all I can do. You know, we can only do with the tools God gave us what we can do. So
well, you have a whole nother week.
I have put in the out, and we have iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend, and so I got to be out of Vegas.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do?
Amy, this is my life, is trying to figure out schedules. Like, I'm the only one on the show that has a full-time job as well. Everybody else is dancing their hearts away. What are you doing today? I'm going to dance a little bit and have some cookies.
So will you dance in Vegas?
I'll have to rehearse. One of the days, I have to find 5 hours to rehearse. Wow. Like, I land immediately and rehearse. And then as soon as we finish, because iHeartRadio Music Festival is Friday night and Saturday night. As soon as we finish Saturday night, I got to get in a car and drive to California. Possibly to rehearse overnight.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Cause yeah, then it's like the next day. Oh wow.
And then that Sunday's all like camera, they call it camera blocking, where you have to get in front of, you know, practice in front of the camera.
Wow, I wasn't thinking about how tight that schedule was. Okay.
It's every day for me.
Well, I know, but iHeart Festival leading into the premiere of Dancing with the Stars. I mean, that's pretty back to back.
Yeah. So the scheduling thing's been tough because I have, you know, listen, I look forward to coming to work because I'm actually pretty good at this. So after you just get beat up and you beat yourself up for many hours, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do something I'm good at. So I get to come hang out with you guys and talk to our people here. But that's what I did this weekend. I just trained to practice, train. I still want to win. It's just going to take a minute.
Mm-hmm. The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. To help out those affected by Hurricane Florence, just text Red Cross to 90999. In Massachusetts at Cape Cod Beach, a man was bitten by a shark and died later at the hospital. And finally, in sports, Vontae Davis, a Buffalo Bills player, retired at halftime. The 10-year veteran said he meant no disrespect to his teammates and coaches, but he said he had to do it.
All right, so which song is better? They have the same title. So the first song is Crazy. We have two options. The first one is Britney Spears. Or Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
All right, we have two crazies. Amy, which one do you like better?
Gnarls Barkley.
Lunchbox?
Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. I'll go with Gnarls Barkley, too. There's our winner, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Okay. Number two, do we like the song is Jump? We have a couple options by Van Halen. Here you go.
Jump, jump.
Jump by Criss Cross.
Oh, Daddy Mac will make me jump, jump.
Oh, wow. Amy?
Totally Criss Cross.
Wow. We're all in agreement again. I also go Criss Cross, jump. That's it.
Right.
Okay, how about this one? The song is Hello. Do you like Lionel Richie?
Hello.
Or do you like Adele?
Hello.
Oh.
It's me.
It's tough.
I was wondering.
I totally have to go with Adele.
Really?
Not even a question.
I have to go with Lionel Richie on this one.
Wow.
I do. Lunchbox, tiebreaker.
Guys, it's all about Adele.
Come on. All right, let's do one more here. Tequila. Do we like Dan and Shay Tequila?
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to Sorority.
Or, do you know the other version name?
I don't know.
Or, Tequila by the Champs.
Oh, tequila!
Amy?
Oh man, that's hard.
It's hard. Come on.
That's such a good one. Tequila. Oh shoot. I'm gonna go with this one. I don't know. I mean, I love Dan and Shay, but this is like
tequila.
This is like classic.
Lunchbox.
No offense to Dan and Shay, but it's all about the Champs.
I would go Dan and Shay, but you guys won. Tequila is the winner. There we go.
Tequila.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us Monday. Had a struggle of a weekend as I tried to train for Dancing with the Stars, the debut episodes in a week. It turns out that Vegas put the odds out, and we saw this at the end of the show on Friday, but I'm dead last. I mean, I'm the last person they expect to win. Yeah. My odds are 20-1. Lunchbox, would you explain that to somebody, 20-1, what that means?
That means if you bet $100, you're going to get 20 times your money back if Bobby wins. So if you bet $100 on Bobby and he wins it all, you win $2,000.
I think I'm a pretty good bet at 20-1. Not that I'm here to win, but I think that I'm better than 20-1 odds. And that's really all you're chasing with odds. You're not, I could go home week one because I've struggled. But last place? Come on. But yeah, that's it. I'm the last place odds. But you know what? It'll be great for my third book.
against the against the odds, literally.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Oh, I can't believe it. So anyway, and then I have some That's Rudes, Dancing with the Stars edition. Since I'll be on there. So here's some comments from Instagram and Facebook about me. Ryan said, I think they meant to cast you on Dancing with the Stars Juniors. There you go. That's rude. There you go. Krista says, hey, your partner looks hot when you dance. You look constipated. There you go. That's rude. Noah says, this is the first season where the pros are bigger than the stars.
Dang.
I don't know that that's rude. That's probably true. But the pros are actually kind of famous now because they've been doing it a long time. But yeah, that's rude. There it is. Now, here's one from Kevin. I love Sharna, but who's the four eyes? Okay, there you go. That's rude. There you go. That's enough of that. But yeah, I saw those. I see everything. I'm the worst odds in Vegas to win Dancing with the Stars. Thoughts, Amy?
I mean, I just feel like it gives you that extra little kick in the booty for you to do your thing. Like, you come out strong when you're the underdog. Like, it's good for you.
Is it?
I think so. You grew up being the underdog. Nobody expected you to even make it out of Mountain Pine, Arkansas. The odds were stacked against you. You were the first person in your family to go to college. You set out at 5 years old to be in radio. What do you do now? Like, radio. Like, you have, like, nobody at your school. I mean, I guess you did do a lot. So people thought you did a lot, like, with the microphone on air and, like, you had big dreams, but the odds were definitely stacked against you, and they're stacked against you for this. And I feel like you're going to prove people wrong.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not rude. You know, well, I wish we had a clip for That's Not Rude.
I'm very
thankful for that. And listen, I'm only trying to do like one, maybe two segments a day about this, but this is what I do all the time. So it's hard for me to come and live my life on the air when my life has just been radio and training and eating and sleeping. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a poop, you know? About it. That's about all I do.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Kelsea Ballerini is hitting the road with one of her idols. She will be opening for Kelly Clarkson's Meaning of Life tour. It kicks off January 24th in Oakland, California.
Hey, good for her. And Kelly Clarkson's like pop, but we accept her in our country world. But she's just awesome. So that's a good tour for Kelsea. Wouldn't you agree, Amy?
Yeah. No, I love it. I'm obsessed with Kelly Clarkson, so I think it's super cool.
What else, Morgan? Number two.
Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland has been announced as one of the cast members on the upcoming feature film about the life of Harriet Tubman.
You know, that Jennifer Nettles is very talented. Not only is she in Sugarland, and she can obviously sing. She was on Broadway for a long time. I believe she was in Chicago. She did The Code of Many Colors, and now she's doing this. Like, she has all of those tools. So that's cool. What else?
And Eric Church released another song from his upcoming new album. The song is called Monsters. Here's a clip of it.
I killed my first monster when I was 7 years old. He melted like butter in my bathroom 60-watt bowl. Kept a 3-cell maglite from daddy's workshop drawer. Under my pillow, and I'd pull it like a sword.
Come on. Every song's good from this record. October 5th, come on. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Well, this is awesome. A mom in Arlington, Tennessee is alive and well thanks to her 3-year-old son, Ashton. She has diabetes and her blood sugar crashed while she was sleeping and she didn't wake up. So when he woke up, he went to get his mom like he normally does, realized she wasn't responding when he was like, hey, mom, good morning. But because she has such a serious condition, at 3 years old, he's already been trained as to what to do. His training kicked in. He knew immediately to call his dad. Then his dad called 911. Paramedics arrived. And when they arrived, she had donuts and Mountain Dew around her because 3-year-old Ashton, he went to the kitchen to get her sugary snacks because he knew that she needed that.
Wow.
I know.
That's a really great story.
Isn't that so cute?
And a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a good one. Thank you, Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This This story comes to us from Warham, Massachusetts. Heather and Jason are a couple, and they're both due in court early next week. Well, the only problem is they don't like their clothes that they got to wear to court. So, like, hey, let's head to Walmart and get some new clothes. Only problem is they tried to steal the clothes they were going to wear to court, and they got busted.
Oh, wow.
She brought a handbag and had a new dress and some shoes. He got some dress shoes and shoved them in his waistline and put on a new shirt and tried to wear it out of the store.
Huh. Well, listen, they want to look good for court. You can't hate them for that, you know? But, yeah, that's definitely a bonehead. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Amy's got new hair. Don't care. It looks good, though.
Oh, thank you.
What'd you have done to your hair?
I took another, 2 inches off, so just getting shorter and shorter the last couple months, and then I made it more blonde.
That looks good, though.
Thank you.
Is that a thing when you go in and you're freaked out the night before, or eh?
For cutting my hair? Yes, yeah. Because I had my hair long for probably 5 years. Here, I just had been doing my hair kind of the same way, and then a couple months ago, I took... 4 or 5 inches off, and then I took 2 more off this weekend. So my husband's like, oh my gosh, please stop.
Mom hair, is that what he's saying?
Yeah. Because he's like, the longer we have kids, the shorter your hair is getting.
Interesting.
It is faster, so I see why moms do it.
How about now we play a good round of Amy versus Lunchbox? Here we go. So I'll ask Amy 3 questions that I think Lunchbox would get. We'll see how many you get. You ready?
Ready.
What's the highest hand, Amy, that you can get in poker?
A full.
The absolute highest hand. There's one hand that beats all hands.
A full house?
A full house, she says. That's incorrect.
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh. Lunchbox, you can steal. Let's go.
Yeah, royal flush.
That is correct. Lunchbox is a point.
Dang.
Wow.
By the way, we're keeping score as of today.
Shoot.
Amy.
Yeah.
The video game... John Madden football is named after NFL coach John Madden. Which team did he win a Super Bowl with?
The San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. Close. No, incorrect.
What is it?
Lunchbox?
It's across the bay. Oakland Raiders.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Last question, Amy.
Okay.
What number did Michael Jordan wear?
23.
That is correct.
Wow, Amy.
There we go. So as we switch over, it's 2-1, Lunchbox to Amy. Okay, Lunchbox, coming over to you now.
Yeah.
3 questions. I think Amy would get all 3 of these. Question number 1. What's the name of Jennifer Lawrence's character in The Hunger Games? First and last name.
Yeah. Katniss Everdeen.
Show me Katniss Everdeen. Correct.
How did you know that?
That's crazy.
Thank you, Amy, because Amy made me film a video for this a long time ago. I've never seen it, but that was her name in the video.
That's true.
Lunchbox. Number 5 is a famous perfume by what company?
Chanel.
Is that right? How in the world? Yes, and how did you know that?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's clenched, right?
Yeah!
Lunchbox, just for fun. Sally Hansen is most famous for what beauty product?
The wand.
No. Amy, go ahead and steal.
Nails.
Yes, nail polish. But it doesn't matter because Lunchbox up 1-0. Play that song, Amy! There you go. So Lunchbox up 1-0. We played this game, and we're playing to 10. And Amy, how do you feel today? You lost.
Man, I feel like I should have known it was Oakland Raiders. But honestly, 49ers was a straight guess. It's not like I knew it was California or anything.
I get you.
I feel like Lunchbox is into more girl things than we thought.
There you go.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
You know who I hung out with yesterday, Am?
Who?
Tom Bergeron.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was practicing for Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, debuts in a week from today. I'm so nervous. The fact that I'm going to be dancing in front of millions of people, and I
We can get into it later, but Tom Bergeron came by. Mm-hmm. Just in a t-shirt and some shorts. He hosts it. And
yeah, was this y'all's first time hanging out?
We spent a little time together at Good Morning America. And he was an old radio guy, and so we kind of have that bond. And so, but he came by yesterday, and we just hung out and talked for a bit. He's really a nice guy. So, the normal, just normal as could be. So, that's pretty cool. But it's really starting to get me a little bit in my heart that it's a week away from me having to go. And because they'll bring people into the room when I'm practicing just to watch. They do this thing called show and tell where other couples will come and watch, and then you go watch them. I tighten up because it's nerve-wracking. And it's like if two people are watching and I'm getting tight, what about 6 million, 8 million?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. So
you're going to do great, though. I can't wait.
I just go so much faster whenever I'm having to, react. If you're comfortable in a situation, you can breathe. It's like on this show. I'm so comfortable that I might think of funny things to say, think of, good anecdotes to give. But, man, if you're nervous, it's crazy because I've never danced before. But yeah, that happened yesterday. I was also looking yesterday. They had this millennial country songs. So I'll give you the millennial country song. You tell me the real song. So for example, Jesus Take the Uber. What would that be?
And Carrie Anna would Jesus Take the Wheel.
There you go. That's right.
Take the wheel.
See?
Take it from my head.
So how about this one? Twerking 9 to 5.
Oh, working 9 to 5.
There you go.
Dolly.
Go
on.
They're pretty easy. They're just funny. How about achy breaky heart emoji?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Billy
Ray
Cyrus.
Achy breaky heart. Yeah, it's not a game anymore. Just play the clip. There you go.
My achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand.
These are if songs were turned into millennial songs. Barefoot skinny jean night. There you go.
Never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down.
Or I've got friends in my parents' basement.
Oh, nice.
Friends in low places. Oh. Yeah.
Millennials, that's where they're living.
Yeah, that's right.
Got it.
I'll give you one more. See if you can figure this one out. To all the girls I've DM'd before.
To all the girls I've loved before.
There it is.
To all the girls I've loved before.
You like that one, Eddie?
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
A little hooey on Willie.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, Courtney in Ohio is on. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
How are you? It's Bobby and Amy and Lunchbox and everybody. Are you good this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are really good. What question do you have for us?
Well, do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
Okay. Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza? Let's go around the room here. Amy.
No.
What?
I know. I'm not a pineapple on pizza. And I'm a salty, sweet girl. I love, pretzels and chocolate or something. But no, I can't do pineapple on pizza. Nope, nope, nope.
Courtney, how do you feel about that?
I love it. I think it tastes so good on pizza.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it, too. I like pineapple with Canadian bacon. It's not my favorite. But if I had to list out 5 pizzas, it'd probably be in the top 5 because I would go thin crust pepperoni. Just all the pepperonis. And then I like sausage. And then 5 would be pineapple. Yeah. Yeah. Lunchbox?
Sign me up for the Hawaiian pizza all day. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
All right. One more. Eddie, our video producer.
How do I put this nicely?
Go ahead.
H-E double hockey sticks. No.
Oh, you're a no, too?
No. Get it out of here.
Wow, you're that passionate about it?
No room for that. That's sweet on a salty pizza. Get out.
I'm surprised there were any no's. Morgan, number 2 of the room. Do you give me a tiebreaker here? Yes or no to pineapple on pizza?
No way.
Yeah.
Salty pizza for the win.
Yep.
Okay. What else doesn't belong on pizzas that you see?
Oh, see, I get all veggies and no cheese.
What's wrong with you?
No cheese?
Okay, broccoli on pizza doesn't belong.
Oh, I like that.
That's interesting. And I like broccoli, but I would almost agree with that. It's tough to put broccoli on pizza. And I've seen broccoli on pizza, and I'm like, that shouldn't be there. Eddie?
Black olives.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
That should be illegal.
Gross.
Yeah. And you know what? I like black olives, and I don't like them on pizza.
Yeah, it's so weird.
When someone puts anchovies on a pizza?
Ew, so gross.
That what the Ninja Turtles would say? No anchovies.
Or if you want extra anchovies, that's Lover Boy.
For real? From where?
The movie. You never saw that? Whenever you wanted him to come over for a little...
Sweet reference.
Oh, you ordered extra anchovies.
When you make a reference and you have to fully explain it, that's not a good reference.
Oh, what? My God. You guys never seen Loverboy?
I have not.
Oh.
Courtney, what do you not want on a pizza?
Well, I'm really picky, so I only like pepperoni on my pizza or like bacon. I don't do sausage, but I love ham and pineapple, as picky of an eater as I am.
There you go. Listen, I like my pizza thin. I like my pizza like I like me, thin.
All right. That's another good question. Who likes it thin or thick?
That's for another time.
Yeah. I'm a thin guy.
I'm thin.
Anybody like thick?
I'll take that Chicago deep dish.
Okay. Deep dish pan.
We can't agree on anything. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Courtney, for the call. Really appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you. There she is, Courtney in Ohio. Appreciate you. And there we have it. We've settled nothing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You ever hear a song, Amy, and get goosebumps?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. There's somewhere, no matter when I hear it, I get the goosebumps, or maybe it happens like the first time I hear it. I definitely do get them.
Lunchbox?
No, that's not true. When you hear music, I never have gone, oh my gosh, look at the goosebumps on my arm. Doesn't happen.
Like, music doesn't ever give you an emotion?
Like, I'm like, oh, that's a good song. Oh, it makes me happy. But I never am like, oh my gosh, move to goosebumps. Goosebumps has to be like, hit you in the heart, like emotional. Never happened with music.
And songs don't do that to you at all, huh?
Not at all. I mean, I enjoy listening to them. I'll bob my head up and down every once in a while, but I never look at my arm and go, man, look at those little mountains. Never.
People who experience goosebumps, according to this new study, are said to be higher achievers who are healthier, more empathetic, wealthier, and friendlier.
Oh.
Wow.
A study has shown that over half of the country will see the hairs on their arms stand up during live entertainment or hearing a song. They measured a series of psychological responses, heart rate, movement along to the music, all the things that make goosebumps happen. So here's what I want to do. I want to go around the room and see if I'd say, hey, what song would give you goosebumps or did give you goosebumps? What would you pick, Amy?
This one's given me goosebumps for years, and I have no idea if this story is true. Maybe somebody knows, but George Strait has a song called Baby Blue.
Yeah.
And he didn't write it, but it's been rumored that it's about his daughter. Well, it could be a song he sang for his daughter who had blue eyes, and she died in a car accident when she was 13. And ever since I learned that when I was a kid or heard that, like when I hear the song, it just gives me goosebumps.
Here it is, Baby Blue.
Baby Blue was the color of her eyes, navy blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why.
Here come my goosebumps. So
here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight.
Yeah. That's a good, like, he didn't write it.
No.
So, but, you know, I think you can insert that into a lot. Maybe he found it. Like, he heard it and he goes, oh, that relates to me.
Yeah.
And what
happened. I have no idea, but that's all, that memory has always stuck with me of his daughter and that song, and it just hits me when I hear it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because every time that I hear Tears in Heaven from Eric Clapton.
Ooh. Yes.
Because that was written by Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton's kid fell out of a window. Like, pushed on the window. I read Eric Clapton's book. And I don't know if you can pull the clip up, Raymundo, but Eric Clapton hit the baby mama and the kid, I believe, were up in like a condo. And the kid pushed the window that the window cleaner had left unlocked. And the kid went out the window. And so, yeah.
Like,
I
just
know.
Hearing you tell that story gives me goosebumps. Which we sang this song, Tears in Heaven. I was in sixth grade choir, and we sang Tears in Heaven.
And he wrote it about his kid,
yeah,
you know?
Crazy.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven? That's a good one. Lunchbox doesn't have one because he's heartless, apparently, and music doesn't affect him in any way. Lunchbox just isn't a music guy. I think at this point, he just isn't a music guy. He didn't grow up listening to music, doesn't really like music. He likes some songs, but he's not a music guy. Like, I love music. Like, I hear music, and it's like food sometimes. Like, I'm hungry. I need to sit and listen to music. And for me, the first time I heard Fix You from Coldplay, I was like, oh man, this is amazing. Here's that. Here you go.
Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will
mean, I think with me, I'm single, never been married, no kids. Like, for me, I'm searching for whatever that is, for someone to, you know, either accept that or for me to accept that. So I think for me, it's kind of like, man, I wish I had that. Like, that's what I'm striving to have. Mm-hmm. It's just someone that no matter how much of a turd that I am, it's like, I got you. Like, we're in it. So, yeah, that song still gives me goosebumps. And I think he wrote it for his wife, for Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's legit. You know, he did. After her dad died, she was so broken, and he just remembered looking at her being like, I want to fix you.
I mean, you tell just talking about it now gives me goosebumps.
I have goosebumps. Me too.
Goosebumps is doing nothing to you?
No, because then they end up getting divorced.
Well, yeah, but that's the point. Still,
I'm just saying. I mean, wow. It meant so much to her. She said, I'm out of here.
No, they had a conscious uncoupling.
That's right. Hey, let's go to our video producer, Eddie. Eddie and I are in a band together. Eddie's super musical. What song gives you goosebumps?
I love music, and I don't know what it is about this song, but when it comes on, I just get chills, and it's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Come on.
When he starts singing it.
I see skies of green.
Oh, listen to that.
So true.
Red roses too.
So good.
And I didn't know this, but my dad tells me that this was my grandmother's favorite song ever. So the fact that it affected him, I guess in turn it affects me too.
This song was played at my grandmother's funeral. And my grandmother, you know, was really the most consistent thing I ever had in my life. You know, she adopted me for a while. Even when she wasn't, she was still the most consistent. And I remember this song so vividly playing at my grandmother's funeral and just crying. But it's such a good song. But you don't hear that lunchbox and it like evokes some sort of... Here's what's happening, though. A song plays and we're all relating our story to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're having empathy or sympathy for someone else's story.
Right.
And so that is actually what creates the goosebumps. It's not so much a certain note or a word connected to the note. It's just that we're hearing it and going, oh, there's something attached to it that makes us emote. Mm-hmm. And lunchbox, nothing to you, huh?
No, the only time I've heard that song, I think maybe Wonder Years. I don't know. Maybe I'm associating that with Wonder Years because I feel like that sounds like the opening credits to Wonder Years.
It's not.
No. You're thinking of, have a little help from my friends.
What would you do?
I don't know. And so when you say, oh, that song comes on, it gives me chills. You have to put that song on to hear it. Like, it's not coming on anywhere.
Well,
sometimes you just hear it, like Bobby said. I mean, it gets played certain places.
You don't put it on the first time ever. I would hear it on the oldie station, mm-hmm. or someone would say, "Hey, I love this song from when I was a kid," or you hear it on the radio. There's all the places.
Okay, I'm looking at my arm, still no chills.
Okay, so I have a question because Bobby, you brought up like feeling things. Like we have live performances in here, so sometimes I don't have a story that I'm relating to, but the note they hit or how they sing it is just so powerful, I get goosebumps. So you've never had in this studio with like all these awesome performances, you've never gotten goosebumps?
No, I've thought, oh, they sounded good. That was cool. had Garth Brooks in here and he sings. I'm like, that's cool. But he's never given me goosebumps.
Well, if you have goosebumps, apparently you're healthier, wealthier, and friendlier.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Tennessee football defensive back Garrett Johnson went out of his way to help a homeless guy who didn't have a good pair of shoes. So Garrett was walking to get some food near campus. He saw a homeless man struggling to walk because his feet were hurting because he had some really bad shoes on. So he said, hey, man, I'm going to come back with some shoes. So he goes, and 15 minutes later, he returned with two pairs of his own shoes and gave them to the guy. By the way, he's a junior defensive back from Germantown, Tennessee. Isn't that a good story?
It's legit.
Do you know what a defensive back is, Amy?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to explain, but it's when you're playing on the defense,
uh-huh.
and you back up the defensive lineman.
No. So a defensive back would be a corner or a safety, meaning corners cover wide receivers. Mm. Safeties play in the backfield of the defense.
Yeah. But that's sort of what I was saying.
Yeah. But shout out to Garrett Johnson from the University of Tennessee. And that's my Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone, and let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends.
There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored, and you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Amy, you slept with a spear in your bed?
Yeah, next to me. Sometimes my African spear, which is my weapon of choice, you know, I practice charging at people if they ever enter my home. It stays by the front door-ish area because I feel like it's just a good place for me to be able to grab it. But definitely moved it to the bedroom the other night because I was super scared. Like,
What happened?
I just thought I saw someone in my backyard out the window. I thought I saw someone running through my backyard. But I couldn't really for sure say if it was a person or a large cat or something.
Oh,
but
my
goodness.
But it
was just enough to where I was freaked out and I was sleeping alone that night and I just needed my spear next to me. And it was crazy how just having it close by allowed me to just chill out.
So you think if someone came in your house...
Yes, I would charge
You would charge
it.
Them
yes.
with the spear more than run?
If I needed to... I think running is plan A if I can. If I can't and I need to protect myself, yes, I have it down exactly how I will puncture them.
Why don't you just get a gun?
Oh, well, my husband has those, but I don't. That's not my plan A or plan B. I want to go like run, spear, then call my husband and be like, okay, where's the gun? What do I do?
Yeah, but I mean, you have a concealed license, like a handgun license.
I know. But the little handgun, remember, I never really got one for me. And that's in North Carolina where my license is and not here. I haven't practiced in a while. Like, I need to go to the range. I just don't feel, I like that we have guns. I'm okay with it, but I don't feel awesome with them. So I'll stick with the spear.
Are you good now?
With the spear?
Any more cats running around the backyard?
Cats or humans or or TJ Osborne. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What's it called when you apologize using dots and dashes?
What's it called?
Remorse code.
Nah, come on. Clap it out. That's a good one. Come on. There it is. That closer.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over the weekend, I was doing some dance practice. Dancing with the Stars is a week from today, and I'm super nervous, but I'd practiced like 7 or 8 hours. And one of my new friends is named Nikki Glaser. She's a comedian. And she was playing a set at the Comedy Store, and we had to tape some stuff. And so we go out there, and I'm waiting for her to come on. And Dane Cook comes out as a surprise guest.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's kind of funny, too. Wasn't super funny all the time, but he's working on new material, which is why they didn't tell anybody he was coming.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, Dane Cook!
So did you feel like you knew who's working on new material? So you as a comedian, do you feel like you have a duty to make sure he knows if you're laughing or not laughing?
No, because, Amy, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm an okay comedian, but this Nikki Glaser is so good, it makes me go, I'm not even a real comedian. I go up and I do basically a TED Talk with some jokes. And it's fun, and I do some funny songs. But she's really, really good. You wouldn't like her because she's kind of dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so funny. And when you're around somebody who's super great at what they do, you go, It's like thinking you can play baseball, and then all of a sudden you're hanging out with Mike Trout, you know? You know what I mean, Amy.
Mike. Yeah. Mikey.
Okay, how about Babe Ruth? You know?
Who's Mike Trout?
Probably, or Bryce Harper. You know, probably the best players
Right
in
now?
The game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so out of touch on baseball. Like, I need like a Nolan Ryan reference or something.
Alex Rodriguez. Imagine that you think A-Rod. You can hit, then you hang out with Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And you only know him from Jennifer Lopez, huh?
Yeah, known as J-Rod.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But that was kind of my wind down. Went to a comedy show, and I just watch everything differently now because I write. So, but he came out. Dane Cook came out. It's pretty funny. But, yeah, she was hilarious. She killed. What do you have over there? Do you have the top Halloween costumes?
Yeah, Halloween is about 6 weeks away. So some parents might be really trying to figure out their kids' costumes. And these are the most popular kids' costumes for 2018.
These are the top five kids' costumes. Let me think about this. What do I think would be number one? It's got to be a superhero, right? Is it a superhero number one?
Sure, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. What superhero would it be? Like, Iron Man is always a good one. I don't know if he's the coolest right now. Let's make our bets. Lunchbox, do you know what the answer is here?
No, I have no idea.
I don't either.
I would have to say, when I was a kid, puppy dog. Kids love to be a puppy dog.
Wait, what? We just said it was a superhero.
Superhero.
I'm going to go with Iron Man. Lunchbox going with the puppy dog, okay? Amy, no. Number five, Amy.
Black Panther.
Oh, good one.
Oh, close good to one. A puppy dog.
Yeah.
Number four.
Wonder Woman.
Number three.
Chase from Paw Patrol.
Ooh. Oh!
Chase on the case.
Wow.
Whoa! Woof, woof! What's that? Woof, woof! Uh-huh. Yeah. Funny.
Number two.
And then, I don't know why these throwbacks are on here, but one and two seem kind of vintage-y to me, but I love them, and it's Mary Poppins and Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, the new Winnie the Pooh movie probably makes me want to be Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but where's Mary Poppins coming from?
There's a remake.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Then that's why. I missed that. Okay, so that's why that they're popular this year. And I 100% want my son to be Winnie the Pooh.
So no Iron Man. You know Winnie the Pooh's a girl, right?
Huh?
Winnie the Pooh is a girl.
Her name's Winnie.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh's a girl.
I just learned this in the last 6 months.
No way. Winnie the Pooh's a boy. He talks like this. Hey,
he talks like
hey,
this.
Hey, Tigger. What?
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh's a girl. It was tough for me to swallow, too. Be like, Winnie the Pooh's a... I thought it was a boy as well.
Wow. I mean, I guess, well, then, fine. Winnie the Pooh's now gender neutral in my mind, and my son is going to be... I mean, I'm going to ask my son to please consider being Winnie the Pooh, because I just think he looks so cute in a crop top with his little belly hanging out.
What are you doing with these kids?
Like, little bear ears. Yeah. Like, how cute would Stevenson look like that?
Lunchbox, do you have the story about the kid who won the lottery ticket or whatever?
Yeah, she graduates college, and her dad always gives her, like, lottery tickets just as fun. And so she walks the stage, and they go out to dinner or whatever, and he goes, oh, here's a dollar scratch-off. Go ahead and scratch it. It's called Win for Life. It cost him a dollar. He goes, just scratch it. She's sitting there at the table, scratches it. She wins $2,000 for a month for the rest of her life.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's my awesome. Goodness. She didn't have to get a job.
Yeah, yeah, she does. But that's still awesome. But you still have to get a job.
Really?
You would not work if you won $2,000 a month?
Well, I guess that's only $24,000 a year. It'd be hard to travel with that. So, yeah, I guess. But she doesn't have to worry about rent. Rent is always going to be paid because she's got $2,000 coming in no matter what.
It's definitely a big help for the rest of her life. That's good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Lunchbox, you go to the Pokemon World Championships?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see the dorks in action because I never realized there was a Pokemon World Championships, and it was right here in my hometown. So I was like, man, I got to go check it out.
Lunchbox has this whole set of clips that I'm going to push, but he has them labeled as Dork 1, Dork 2, Dork 3, Dork 4.
Okay, of course he does.
Here's the Pokemon theme song. Here you go, everybody.
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
And here's Dork number 1.
Tell me the ins and outs of Pokemon. Like, what is it that's so cool?
Definitely the moves, the different types of moves you can use, and yeah, I could say you get pretty salty when you get hit with a crit or you just get paralyzed for 3 turns in a row. And
if you could transport yourself and be in Pokemon, who would you be and why?
I'd probably be Gary Oak because he has an Umbreon and he's the only one in the show that has an Umbreon, and that's my favorite Pokemon.
At what age are you going to move out of your parents' house?
I'm already moved out.
Oh, come on, dude.
Okay, like... you think, okay, kids will be at this world championship. No, it's grown adults, people. Like, so when I'm calling them dorks, like, these are grown adults worried about getting hit with crates.
Here is, as Lunchbox has it labeled here, Dork number 2.
What character do you relate to most and why?
So I really like Victini. It's my favorite Pokemon. One thing I really like about it is its ability is known for teamwork, and so it grants bonus skills to teams when it's playing in multi-battles, and I really value that teamwork feel.
People that call you a dork for playing Pokemon at 32 years old, what do you say to them?
You know, for me, I say, you know, do what your interests are. Everybody has their own fandoms and all that. It's not a dork. You know, do what you like to do. Be yourself.
I love that guy. He's right.
It's good advice.
Oh, boy.
Like, if you're not hurting anybody, just go have fun. Do your own deal. That would be my luck, though. I'd finally get a superpower, and my superpower would be, like, teamwork or friendship. It wouldn't be flying or reading anyone's mind. They'd be like, today, Bobby, you've earned your superpower. Oh, yeah? What's that? Well, it's the ability to get along well with others. Oh, come on! That's what it would be. We'll do one more. Here's Lunchbox out of the Pokemon World Championships. Go ahead.
You do a lot of strategy research, like kind of trying to look at the best players in the world so you can improve your Pokemon game.
I've done a EV and IV training and things like that in like the Pokemon games.
So tell me, what does EV and IV training mean?
Not all Pokemon are the same. Some have better attack, some have better speed, things like that. And you can actually breed and go down the line and get better Pokemon that way. You can also battle certain Pokemon, wow. Like say if you battle like a Wurmple in, you know, third gen, you would get, I believe, special defense. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Good for her. Some people like books. Lunchbox likes Teen Mom. You know, we all have the things we're dorky about.
He's like also getting dorky about this.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, did you hear her? She said, you can get a Wurmple?
But she's into it.
Dude, you're into fantasy football. That's
okay. And,
as am I, but that's super dorky. You're being a commissioner of a fake team full of players that you draft.
Okay, like, well, at least I'm not breeding people on a card so I can get hit by a Wurmple and go to EV and IV training. Like,
you're
what?
Still drafting players and making your own football team because you couldn't really play football, so you do a football team on your computer.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Of course it's true. Bobby Bones. Yeah. A man with a BB gun attempted to rob a Waffle House in Atlanta. He walks in the restaurant, he points the BB gun at the employees, which, by the way, if I'm an employee and I see any kind of gun, I'm not questioning. BB, pellet, it doesn't matter. I'm like, oh no. A customer saw this, pulled out his gun, and shot the suspect. Plot twist!
Wow.
Yeah, the headline is, man tries to rob Waffle House with BB gun, gets shot by customer. Which, by the way, I'm probably not going to rob a Waffle House because the people hanging out at Waffle House probably have guns. Like, I used to hang at Waffle House. Mm-hmm. We're a hardcore crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, thought that was kind of fun. How about that dude's like, wait, did I just get shot? Can you imagine you're robbing and you get shot? You're like, wait, what in the world? So, there's that. I have more clips of Lunchbox messing with Pokemon people. He goes to the Pokemon World Championships. This is, as he has titled it, Dork Number 4. Who dreams of being a world champion, practice 20 hours a week. Here you go.
Pokemon World Championships. Are you going to be the world champion?
No, by no means. I wish I could, but just need more practice, need more time.
How many hours a week do you dedicate to Pokemon playing?
Probably maybe like 12 to maybe 20 hours a week because I play Pokemon Go and I just walk around playing it.
What age did you start letting your nerd flag fly?
Oh, definitely age 15. 15 in high school. Yeah.
He thinks it's so funny. Like, I love people that have a passion for something that makes them feel good.
Where does he find 20 hours a week to play Pokemon?
Where do you find 20 hours a week to take naps?
I mean, Lunchbox. Well, you spend 20 hours a week doing nothing.
Playing rec soccer, like female, male, rec soccer.
True.
Teen Mom. He camps out at Teen Mom book signings.
Watching The Bachelor.
Yes, 3-hour version of The Bachelor.
Those are good, though.
Lunchbox, let me ask a question about The Bachelor.
Okay.
Because I've gotten to know Vacation Joe a little bit.
Grocery Store
Grocery Store Joe.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is he likable on TV?
He is. Well, he seems very shy on the show. Like, he was on The Bachelorette. He got cut the first night. Then he goes to Bachelor in Paradise. And he just seems very shy. Like, he doesn't feel comfortable. And so he doesn't really talk to people. And once people talk to him, he seemed to have an outgoing personality. But, boy, he didn't go up to people and talk to them because he was very awkward, I felt like.
Okay, that makes sense then. Because he doesn't talk to anyone in the Dancing with the Stars crew, really.
Oh, really?
And I got, not in a bad way, but I was with him yesterday. We were walking. And I said, hey, don't you just wish they would call you Joe instead of what, Grocery John Joe or
Grocery Store Joe?
Does he work at a grocery store?
I think he owns a grocery store.
Okay. He's actually a pretty big guy, too.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I'm 6 foot. I lost a little weight from this dancing show, but he's bigger than I am.
Oh.
And so we were talking. He was like, yeah. But he doesn't talk to anyone, but I think he's just shy.
Yeah, that's what I would say, because on TV, he comes off as a shy dude.
He's a nice guy.
So bring him into your circle. Be like, hey, man, this is my friend, Grocery Store Joe, everybody.
No, everybody knows everybody. Oh. We're all working out of the same building.
Oh.
But, yeah, some people, listen, and people just go to work. We just go and just grind it out and just dance. But, yeah, I've been hanging out with him a little bit. Seems like a nice guy. He just doesn't say a whole lot.
You ever see his girlfriend there?
No. Oh. He has, I don't know anything about him.
Well, he met his girl on Bachelor in Paradise. She was from The Bachelorette, and they met on Bachelor in Paradise, and they kind of broke up on the show, but then on the reunion, they get back together, and she lives in L.A., and she's a taxidermist, and so maybe she's there.
Taxidermy Tina? What's
her
name?
Kendall, I think, is her name.
I don't know.
Everybody has a name based on their profession. Yeah. Angry people are more likely to overestimate their intelligence, the study says. So if you're mad all the time, you think you're way smarter than you are. Now, is there anyone in the room that would like to step forward?
I'm pretty smart. Yeah. I mean, listen, you guys don't give me a lot of credit for being smart, but I'm pretty smart.
Bobby, what's the headline of that article again?
Angry people overestimate their intelligence.
Like, I watch Jeopardy sometimes, and I run the whole category sometimes.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
The whole category?
What category? And once, whenever it was Teen Moms?
No, there's been some on
pregnant
there that I'm just like, how did they
MTV.
Not get this?
Alex, I'll take pregnant teens for $700, please.
Yeah. Oh, I told you, it was Caitlin.
Angry people tend to think they're smarter than they actually are, according to a new psychology journal entry.
Like, I would say I'm the second smartest on the show behind Bobby.
So you would say, smart's relative. Like, I think that Amy has far more emotional intelligence than I do. Like, she
That's
actually
sweet.
Yeah, you do. You understand your emotions, your feelings. You're very emotional. I look at you and wish I had that.
Oh, I look at you and I wish I had your intellectual intelligence, mainly because you read something once pretty much and you know it. You retain it. I have to read it 10 times. Maybe
my
I'll
point
retain
is
it.
We all have different types of intelligence.
Yeah.
So when someone goes, they're smarter than the other person, I feel like, no, you're just better at that one little area than that person is. Sometimes these areas are more highlighted than others. You know, I think once we go smart, it's just how much can you recall? What's your problem solving skill? But there is an emotional intelligence that I believe Amy really has. But anyway, angry people think they're really smart. Where are you on a 1 to 10 scale, Lunchbox, you think?
9.
There you go.
In anger or smartness?
Smart.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Wade Miller's at work. He's waiting outside the bathroom for the guy in front of him to get out, and he hears him crash in the bathroom. Wade goes in. The guy had a heart attack, passed out. So he goes and gets a defibrillator thing, boop, and starts doing chest compression, brings him back to life.
Did he know how to use that defibrillator?
He just pulled it off the wall and read the instructions, I guess. He just said he grabbed it. He didn't have time to think. Used it. Boom. Saved his life.
I feel like...
I've seen it on TV enough, right?
Yeah, me too. I'm like, I've watched it enough.
You just gotta go... You gotta rub them together and go,
and then
clear!
Clear!
Boom!
I don't even know if that's what happens. I've seen that.
Grey's Anatomy and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that is a good story. Imagine that. You're just chilling, trying to go pee, and all of a sudden you have to save someone's life. That's crazy. Good story. Thank you, Lunchbox.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Thinking about our friends east that are dealing with the flooding after the big storm. I mean, I just read data here. Because you can watch it on the news. This is what happens when I watch the news. I see this weatherman who's fighting crazy conditions. And he's like, I can barely stand up. And then really two guys just walk by him. And so you go, one, it's kind of funny because you go, okay, the news is just being stupid, being overly dramatic. And then what you do is you go, oh, I guess it's not that bad. But it really is bad. So him doing that actually does the opposite because I go, oh, it must not be that bad. But then you read this. About 740,000 homes and businesses are still without power in North and South Carolina. Over 30 inches of rain in Swansboro, North Carolina. Think about that. 30 inches of rain?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Other areas have 20. There's a lot of flooding. You know, a lot of groups. The Cajun Navy are out. It's a volunteer rescue group. So, yeah, it's just kind of irritating when I saw that weather guy doing that. Funny, yes, because I laughed. But then I thought what it did to me is I went, oh, it's not that bad. But really, people need help.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to mention that. That you guys are in our thoughts. We're just kind of waiting to see what's happening and how we can help. Florence continues to batter the Carolinas as a depression. Like 14 people have died. A trapped woman is rescued from floods along with her mom and grandmother after tweeting an SOS. Did you see this one?
No. I hadn't. That's crazy.
Brianna Perry and her mom and her grandmother were trapped in their new burn home at 11:30 p.m. Thursday night due to the hurricane. They had to turn off power as water levels rose inside their place. And at 1:30 a.m., she tweeted out, hey, can somebody read this? That, like, because her friends all have her cell phone number. Maybe they're out trying to find their own way. So she tweets out, it gets retweeted, and they find her. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Twitter coming in.
Yeah, Twitter coming in there. But, yeah, man, we're thinking about you guys. So I just wanted to mention that. You know, do you see anything? Did you watch any hurricane coverage?
No, I mean, just a little bit. Not. I mean, sort of just like what you're saying, too. We're just kind of on standby trying to figure out what the needs are going to be once things settle a little bit.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know how if you have a cut in your mouth, it may be small, but it feels like it is just gigantic.
Yeah, there's no way to avoid it.
There's no, and I'm here talking with my mouth, but I got hit in the mouth twice. Over the weekend by my partner Sharna's elbow on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I'm talking hard. It knocked one of my teeth a little bit loose.
Oh, my gosh.
And have a couple of and she didn't hit me. My head was in the wrong place. And so my lip, I have two humongous cuts because I got 2 days in a row got hit. And so, it feels like my lip's like 10 pounds, my front lip. But this show, you know, wah. It's a grind, though, especially for someone like me because there are pop stars on the show that come in, do a little work, and go home. And there's me. Listen, turn the lights on. I'm going to be there. Turn the lights off. I'm still going to be like, come on, leave the lights on a little bit. I have no dance experience. It has nothing to do with rhythm. Because you have to know all the little tiny steps before you can even try to use rhythm. So if you don't know the dance moves and the steps and the form, the rhythm doesn't matter. I'm the worst dancer. I'm also the hardest worker. And I'm okay. I'm getting there. But it is just bare knuckling it, just like for hours and hours and hours. And so, I just feel like I'm working. That's what we do. We show up and we work. I'm not super talented, but I'm going to show up. I hope people listening to the show vote for me. You know, Tom Bergeron came by and hung out for a little bit yesterday. It's been a really fun process in just trying to climb a mountain because there are times where it's not fun, but I love trying to do things that people say, hey, you can't do. When Las Vegas put those odds out and I was in last place, like, that fired me up.
Yeah, it was motivating. I could tell.
Not only motivating, but it was like, okay, this is just how we do it. This is it. Our show wasn't expected to succeed. I wasn't expected to graduate high school. I wasn't supposed to get out of Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Like, okay. A lot of people listen to the show are you know, faced with the same obstacles. So I'm just going to try to represent our people. Work hard. When I get kicked off, I get kicked off. But it's not because of lack of effort. But it's been good. It's been fun. I've been so in it. Do you have any questions?
No, I mean, I even thought about reaching out to you, and then I was like, gosh, he's just so busy, he's dancing. Like, I don't even want to. I feel like in my mind, all you're doing is just dancing and then maybe sleeping a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And then radio.
Dancing and then radio and then
getting right now, dancing. Yes. I'm so nervous because in 1 week I have to go on TV, at national TV.
It's crazy that it's a week away.
I have two dances. Go ahead.
I will say, I've never been this excited for Dancing with the Stars ever, and I cannot wait. Like, and I get text messages from people that are so excited, and they can't wait. Like, people that I didn't even know watch Dancing with the Stars, but I guess they do.
Yeah. Well, I'm the least known. Whenever
we
the paparazzi
vote. We have to vote. Yeah, we have to do all the forms of voting.
I hope our listeners vote. Yeah. The paparazzi sitting outside every time.
Oh, yeah.
That's
kind
of cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. So here's the weird thing, because I have a clip here of me and the paparazziing me, but I so am not famous that I think they're famous. And I'm like, what is happening? You're the paparazzi. Like, they're filming me, but instead of me being like, oh, guys, stop, or like slamming their camera to the ground, or being, I'm just like, this is so cool. Like, I'm not for Hollywood, because this stuff is too cool for me. But here's a clip of me. It's on my Instagram. This is the paparazzi outside asking me questions or whatever. Go ahead.
This is the paparazzi paparazziing me.
Asking random questions.
Hey, look, it's the paparazzi paparazziing me. What is happening with this life? I think they think.
So instead of anything cool, I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. I'm not, is it, you know?
Yeah, like you have no chill about that.
I just am such a geek. I'm such a geek about it all. Lunchbox, anything you want to say?
Yeah, have you placed a wager on yourself yet?
No. I really haven't.
The paparazzi picked up on the fact that you and your dance partner are awful close?
No, because, no.
So, like, have they followed you guys? Because you said you guys go to dinner and stuff, so I didn't know if the paparazzi has caught you out at dinner, or...
We don't go to dinner every night.
Okay.
Where does she live in relation? That's the word. Right,
15 minutes or so. Yeah. But I've made other really good friends that I hang out with here. You know? So... It's a cool thing. Like,
you have this whole new life without us.
It's like church camp. That's what it feels like.
Oh, I guess true.
Yeah. You go to church camp and then you're like friends with all these people and you're never really going to hang out with them ever again.
Yeah.
But you enjoy each other. Like DeMarcus Ware, like that's my dude who played for the Cowboys. Like, we text at midnight.
It's awesome.
It's like, what are y'all texting about?
Dude, what's your day been like? Dude, you won't even know what the grind was like today. He put up a video of him working out after a dance rehearsal. And I'm like, how do you work out?
Wait, like at the gym?
Yeah.
Have you done any other workouts besides your dancing?
No, because if I have time, I just dance.
Yeah.
Just dance. Gonna be all right. Yeah. No. So anyway, it's a week from Monday. Bust my lip. My legs are fatigued. But who cares? Like, it's fun. It's actually fun. It's fun. I love the challenge. I'd love a challenge. This isn't even what's fun to me. Any challenge is awesome. I love proving people wrong, and I feel like I'm representing our show listeners. That's what it is. That's what it all is to me. Like, I don't want to let them down.
B-team.
And they're going to love the first song, because I picked it because of the show.
Huh.
I can't say what the song is.
Oh, you got to pick the song?
I'm just going to say the song. Well, I can't say much more.
Okay.
So, that's it. Eddie, anything you want to ask me?
Are you going to be on TMZ since paparazzi's on you?
Nobody cares about me, so I don't think so.
Dang it.
You need to start a scandal then. You need to, like, do something.
No, I'm going to try
scandal.
I'm going to try to win this show. That's what I'm going to try to do. Yeah. I'm going to try to win this show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I meant to ask you, Amy. We have to come up with a team name for Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah.
So it's either going to be Beauty and the Geek.
Okay. I like.
Or Hottie with a Bobby.
Beauty and the Geek.
You think so?
Yeah. Why? Are you leaning towards Hottie with a Bobby?
No. I just think they're both funny.
Okay. I mean, for me personally, that's my vote. Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox?
I would say Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah, because I'm a geek. And I want people to know that I'm not taking myself as some sort of like sexy man.
Mm-hmm.
Although she yells at me for not being sexy. Like, be sexy. I'm like, I wish you could just do it.
I thought you were starting to like be in touch with your body and feel sexy or something.
More confident at times.
Where does she yell this at?
In the room.
Oh. Yeah. She doesn't yell.
Lunchbox.
She doesn't yell be sexy. I want to read you some of the award nominations. So the Emmys are tonight. And so this is one of the categories here. For Outstanding Drama Series, because this is something we watch a lot of these shows.
Okay.
I'll read you the list. Just tell me which one you think's best, even if you don't watch, okay? The Americans, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, This Is Us, or Westworld. Now, there are a lot of shows in this. I actually watch all of those shows.
Oh, wow.
Which is crazy. So who would you give Best Outstanding Drama Series to?
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, it's really good, huh?
So good.
Lunchbox, who would you give it to?
I like The Handmaid's Tale. I'm going with that one.
So you watch that, huh?
Yeah, I do watch that. And it's creepy.
It's crazy, yeah.
It is very... Like, we're like a couple episodes into the second season. Woo!
You know, I think... If I were going to pick a winner as an odds maker, it's either The Americans or Game of Thrones, because The Americans ended, and it was such a well-done show. And sometimes they just do that. They give the awards to people like just because they had a good run.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm with you guys. It's either The Handmaid's Tale, like, personally, or Game of Thrones. And you guys don't really watch Game of Thrones.
No. My wife loves it.
I don't think we watch as many of the comedy series. I don't even know some of them. Amy, just tell me if you watch this. Atlanta?
Nope.
Barry?
Nope.
Blackish?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen...
That's funny.
Seen some of that.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Glow?
No.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel? It doesn't matter. I'll keep going. Whatever. It's just not a good category.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure the shows are good, but...
I'll go with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah? Do you like that show?
Just based on... I mean, I've seen some episodes, so I'll go with that one.
I was reading this story about a dancing doctor that helps patients with pain. Have you seen this?
Yes, and I love it.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so he's a doctor, and he is also a really amazing dancer. And one time he was trying to cheer up a patient, like, post-op or something, and he just started, like, doing his thing, and it made the patient feel great. So now it's, like, become his thing that he does on the regular, because patients respond really well to it, and of course they do, because how cool if your doctor is an amazing dancer.
Tony Atkins works at the Children's Hospital of Orange County. He's a pediatric neurosurgery physician's assistant and an expert dancer. Yeah. Boy, I'm watching him dance right now. They call him the Dancing Doc.
Yep.
There he is. Look at that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the game. What I'm going to do is explain the title of a song in common terms. Tell me the song. For example, Angels Have These... And if it falls, it gets damaged.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Broken Wings.
Broken Halo.
Oh!
Yeah.
So close.
Got it? So they're all song titles. Write your answer down.
Okay.
A guy from a really rural area, the opposite of a big city. He doesn't live in the city. He lives here. Oh, by the way, he's a man. Or a young man. Go ahead.
I'm in for the win. What?
I'm in.
A guy from a really rural area. You're proud of it, too. Lunchbox?
That's easy. A small town boy.
Amy?
Small town boy like me?
Small town boy. Sorry, you don't get that. You have to get it right. Small town boy. There it is. All right. It's another one. What song is this? If you go to the beach, you'll experience all three of these. I mean, you can also experience them in other places as well. One happens in the morning. The other happens in the evening.
I'm in.
What song title is that? If you go to the beach, you can experience all three of these.
Oh, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset.
Amy?
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset.
There you go.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Okay, let's do this one. Whenever you travel, you carry one of these. It's the only way to enter into a specific building. You'll get two of these just in case you lose one. And these are free to replace.
I'm in for the win.
What?
What song title is that? Whenever you travel, you carry one of these. It's the only way to even get into a specific building. You'll get two of these just in case you lose one, and they're free. You want to replace it? It's free. Eddie, you know it?
I do know it.
What? Yeah. What? Y'all are crazy. Let me see. Okay.
I like how you throw in the... It's for free, though.
It's for free? It's for free?
To replace it, sure. I mean, it's in the total package, but when you pay... But.
It's for free?
Lunchbox?
I don't
know. That's easy. That's Hotel Key.
Amy?
Oh, shoot. I have key. But
Hotel Key. That's it.
Hotel Key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes a think of me.
All right. It's 3-2 Lunchbox Amy right now.
Yeah. Whoa.
Here we go.
It's 3-1.
Yeah.
When you go into a birthday party, this is popular. It's also popular on spring break. It can make you really sick if you're not careful.
If you go to a birthday party?
When you go to a birthday party, this is popular. But it's also popular on spring break. It can make you really sick if you're not careful.
Please let me get this.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm in for the win.
Go ahead.
I go on spring break, I do tequila.
Amy?
Tequila.
Here you go.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you.
One more. If you go outside, sometimes you'll see this on the ground. It's... the opposite of pavement and sidewalks. Sometimes you get a little, like it gets on there, you gotta clean it off. What song is that?
Huh?
If you go outside, sometimes you'll see this on the ground. It's the opposite of pavement and sidewalks. Sometimes you get a little on and you just got to clean it off, you know.
I'm in for the win.
Go ahead. Lunchbox.
Dirt on my boots.
Hit it.
Might have a little.
Hey, dude.
Did you want to know my guess?
What?
Dirt Road Anthem.
That's wrong, though. Hey, Lunchbox, did you get attacked by a snake?
Yes, man. I got attacked by a snake this weekend. I went to walk with the wife and the kid, and we're walking, and she's pushing the stroller, and there's a black piece of rubber on the sidewalk, and I go to kick the black piece of rubber, and it was a snake, and it came right at me, and I jumped out of the way, and then it went zzz, and slithered into the yard.
So it didn't really attack you.
Well, it tried to, but I jumped out of the way when I went to kick it, and it went right at me. And lucky for me, I got it, because I think it was a king cobra. It was black.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Stop it.
It was like a foot and a half long. Like, it was huge. And it had black and then yellow stripes down the side, and it said poisonous. It was coming for me, and I cannot believe I thought it was a piece of rubber, because I go to kick it, just like, oh, get out of the way. The stroller's going to need to run over that spot. And... woo, snake came to get me. Oh.
What's the difference in a cobra and a king cobra?
I don't know, but I think they're called king cobras. Are they called cobras? But either way, they kill you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're here with us today. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I saw a headline that said, do you want to drink wine in the shower? And I was like, actually, kind of do. So I was intrigued. I clicked on it. And there's a new product that's actually out that's making that really easy for people. And I don't know, maybe sometimes if you're a mom and you have that shower time, that's like your only alone time, and it might be nice to sip some wine, and that's why you might want to know about this product. It's from Urban Outfitters. They just started selling it. It's called the Sipski Shower Wine Glass Holder, and it's a waterproof device that holds your glass of wine as it suctions to the wall of the shower.
Well, that seems like quite the effort.
Well, no, you take it in, and then when you've got a lather and do the shampoo, you have a place to set your wine to where water's not. Because if you set it on the floor or whatever, the water will get into it, and that's gross. So it's
just take a shower and go have some wine after.
No, Bobby, I'm telling you, sometimes that's the only time. Like, my son will be banging on my door, and if I say, I'm in the shower, buddy, then he knows not to come in because I'm in the shower. But if I'm not in the shower, sometimes I fake turn the water on.
That's funny.
I'm awful, but yeah. I do.
What else you got?
Okay. There's a website called supercook.com that will generate recipes for you if you enter what ingredients you have available. So let's say you open up your fridge or your pantry, and these are the ingredients you've got, but you're like, I don't really know what to make with this. Well, you can jot down what you have on the website, and boom, it'll generate a recipe for you that should taste good.
That's pretty cool. It's like reverse engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty cool.
Supercook.com. So
supercook.com. All right, what else?
Yeah, and I've got an easy way to strengthen your bond with your husband. Ladies, if you're married or you're with someone and you're listening, compliment him. If you tell your man why you're grateful for him 21 days in a row, not only is he happier, but you'll find him more attractive as well, because research shows that all the sweet talk actually changes our brains, like for both people.
I think generally speaking, complimenting someone makes someone feel better, gives them more confidence in general anyway, and then they start to act better to you just because they feel better.
And then that makes you be more attractive. It's a full circle thing.
Yeah.
So
by the way, your hair does look great.
Oh.
You got your hair cut. Oh, you know, you cut a couple inches off. It's got a little blonde in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I like it. I'm into it. It's good.
Thanks. I feel like you're looking pretty good, too.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I lost a bunch of weight, though, from all this dancing. But yeah, I'm like a skeleton, man. Like,
I don't know what you're going to do. You need like 5 burgers on a street corner, not just one.
I can't keep enough food in my body. I eat and eat and eat and eat. By the way, I'm a week from today, Dancing with the Stars starts, and I'm on the show. I'm one of the contestants. And so I've been training pretty hard for a week or so, and I just cannot keep enough food in my body. And the problem is there's not enough time to eat food, because I do two things. I come and do the show, and then I dance. And sometimes you dance for 7 hours, you don't eat meals. You don't want to eat and have to dance, because you'd be burping up. So yeah, it's a thing. We lost a little weight, but I'm good.
You do look skinnier, yes.
How much?
I noticed on your Instagram, I mean, noticeable on Instagram to where I was like, oh, shoot, how is this possible? He's losing more weight. And we had the season hasn't even started. Normally throughout the season, you see people drop weight. I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, you look great.
I'm just going to poop out bones, I think, eventually. Like, this is going to happen. I'm not going to have any more fat to lose. It's just like, well, there goes his femur. That just wasted away.
You need to, like, just drink the most fattening, tiny shakes ever. Like, don't have too much liquid because, yeah, you're dancing around, but just fill that bad boy with, like, peanut butter and all the things.
The problem is that I'm not living at my house. Mm-hmm. At least I haven't for the last week. So all of the stuff that I would normally be able to have, I don't have. I don't have my normal system of things. So I'm just grabbing. I don't have breakfast. I'm making instant oatmeal, running out the door. Spent so much money on Ubers. Ugh.
But Dancing with the Stars problems.
I'm grinding. Oh, yeah. They're not real problems. But all of us sit around and we just... There's a camaraderie with everyone who isn't good.
Uh-huh.
Like Nancy McKeon, who plays Joe on Facts of Life. You familiar with Facts of Life?
Yeah.
So, you know, Joe was kind of like the tomboy, the hardcore one.
Yep.
So her and I kind of hit it off. We talk a lot because we're the worst dancers. And Nikki Glazer, who's a comedian, we're the worst dancers.
So y'all have to probably work the hardest. So you're the most hard.
Honestly, I work harder than anybody else on this show. And I'm still a bit behind everyone. But nobody's spending more time in there than me. Like, I go and do stuff by myself. I'm like, okay, nobody else wants to go? Fine. I'll go get a room and just work by myself for hours.
I'm not surprised.
So, it won't be... When I get kicked off week one or six or whenever, it won't be because I didn't put the work in. Like, I'm physically just whooping myself. So much so where I think it's affecting me in a negative way. But, yeah, that's Adam. Is that good on that pile in?
Oh, yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile. Bobby Bones!
Yeah. All right, let's catch up. Morgan, number two, what you got?
So Randy Houser had to take to Twitter to say that he's not leaving his wife and he isn't engaged to anybody else. And it's because of fake accounts that were posing as him. Some women thought they were actually engaged to the real Randy Houser.
That's so weird.
Wait, what? Some women thought they were engaged to Randy Houser because of an account?
Yeah, they got engaged online. You know, it's real.
Well, why this bothers me is that I thought I was engaged to Randy Houser.
Got him.
Yeah, well, sorry. Morgan number two just broke your heart.
What else, Morgan number two?
Brett Eldridge brought up a young fan on stage to sing his song Mean to Me with him. We have a little clip of it.
All right. Dancing slow, all far inside your feet. Man, kids, they don't care. They just get up there and nail it.
Mm-hmm.
Like an adult would be like, oh no, I'm so nervous. That's cool, though. Good for Brett. What else, Morgan, number two?
And Gretchen Wilson has settled her arrest from Connecticut. She agreed to donate $500 to charity in exchange for her misdemeanor being dismissed.
Hmm. Do we ever know what really happened?
Not really. Now it's going to be gone, though, too.
Okay, there you go.
$500 to charity. No issue.
I didn't know that was a thing where you could donate to charity to get out of a crime.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, like, our listeners have donated so much to charity, they should all just have the records expunged.
Like, yeah, if they get pulled over and be like, do you listen to the Bobby Bone Show?
Yeah, Pimp and Joy, man.
Yeah, Pimp and Joy all the way.
Amy, what's going on today?
Just the usual. Well, packing for Vegas. I'm trying to, you know, we leave for Vegas later this week. So I'm actually trying to not pack the night before. So it is on my to-do list to get it actually done today.
Not good.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm flying back to Nashville today. So I got a couple meetings, some dance practice, and then fly back to Nashville because we got a bunch of stuff to do. We have that Star is Born premiere tomorrow that we're doing, I'm doing it. Do you guys have to do that?
No, it's you.
No.
All you, buddy.
I'm flying back just to watch a movie.
Good movie, though.
Yeah, but you're going to be, like, hanging out with Bradley Cooper? That's cool.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I'm flying back for, so I'm flying back today. But yeah, that's it. I'm going to get a little practice in, see all you guys in the morning, your faces on the show, which will be a real treat for you guys, so... Yeah, that'd be it. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next, what's tomorrow? What's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Next episode?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. We'll catch you next episode on the Bobby Bone Show. Bye, everybody. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bone Show.